So are those the historic houses in, or a lot of those the houses that were built?
Yes.
By those wealthy people.
Right.
Wow.
That is so interesting.
I know.
Interesting history.
It is. Well, I guess I'm sort of interested in the schools around here and what schools were like earlier on here. You said that you had, everybody went to one school, right?
Well, it was kind of two buildings. One was the original building that I started elementary school in was built like in somewhere around 1910. There was an addition to that that was built in the sometime I think in the 20s, and the school I started in was a little square salt box, two-story. As I recall, it was four rooms downstairs and four upstairs with the principal's office up there next to the bell tower, I guess, where he could, or his assistant could reach out and ring the bell. In 1949, they tore that building down and built a modern structure there, which housed somewhere around 14 rooms when that became. And then they, the first senior class graduated in, on the restart, graduated in 1951. And then in 1954, they built a new high school up on Alpharetta Street. And we moved there in the fall of 1954. And then about 10 or 12 years ago, they built another new school up on King Road, and the high school moved up there. And that property where I graduated from high school was sold to private interests. And it's been redeveloped into townhouses and lofts and all sorts of things.
Changes that have happened, schools turning into
apartment homes.
Wow. What about when you were growing up here, did most people have like gardens and things like that? Did everybody have gardens? Or because you're talking about hunting too, did a lot of people hunt or fish?
Well, yes. The Chattahoochee River was fished pretty hard. You could, all up and down the river, you could find wooden homemade boats chained and locked to trees. And,
oh, wow.
And my great-grandfather, I don't know how he acquired this because the records, I can't trace the records back, but just southwest of Roswell, on the river, he wound up with something like 500 acres on the river. And so my grandfather grew up on that river, and he was born in 1868, and he fished the river. He helped feed his family fishing that river.
Wow.
And of course, the economical situation for the everyday guy was kind of tough. It was hard to make a living here. Mm-hmm. You either had to work in a cotton mill or farm or work some farm-related job like a cotton gin, or, and that was just seasonal. So hunting and fishing was a little more than just for sport. At times it was to help feed the family.
What types of fish did people fish for?